Episode 84.
A portion of their shop or all of their shop is on site to get management training and technical training. We even offer hands-on technical training for some of our sessions, which is very unique, very rare to find in this industry.
Welcome aftermarketers to On Point from Remarkable Results Radio and a special interview from an auto care industry professional. On Point. Welcome aftermarketers. Carm Capriato here with episode 84 and Sherry Hamilton from ASA Midwest. Hey, it's great to have you here to listen to a very engaging aftermarket executive director. Now, this episode is brought to you by Federal Mogul Motor Parts and Garage Gurus. For serious technical training and support, online, on-site, and on-demand, Garage Gurus is everything you need to know. Find out more at fmgarageguros.com. Hey, thanks for listening to what's been called a bachelor's program from the School of Hard Knocks. Never hesitate to go back and listen to earlier episodes. We are on-demand radio, always there for you. Now, ASA Midwest Executive Director Sherry Hamilton does not only lead the shop owners in six Midwestern states, she is also the conference manager of Vision High Tech Training and Expo. And who hasn't heard of Vision? We're going to talk about this year's Vision High Tech Training and Expo, along with a little history of the event and what is in store for 2016. They've already set pre-registration records and look forward to a sold-out event. We discussed the Educator Think Tank, a very important segment of Vision considering the need for quality techs in the industry. All management training will be AMI approved, and you'll get some behind the scenes at chapter meetings, mentoring, and their SOS shop owner support groups. Lots of reasons to listen. So here we go with Sherry Hamilton, Executive Director, ASA Midwest. Nice to be with Sherry Hamilton, Executive Director, ASA Midwest, and Conference Manager of Vision High Tech Training and Expo. Sherry, are you ready to go on point?
Yes, I am. Good morning, Carm. Glad to be here today.
Oh, thanks. Well, you know what? When I think about what your job is, I can't even fathom that you're home at all, because Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska, Arkansas, Oklahoma. It sounds like just a super pack of incredible ASA members. Tell me a little bit about your role. What goes on there?
Absolutely. So I'm the executive director for ASA Midwest, and we have currently 11 chapters throughout our six states. With those chapters, they have monthly meetings that happen throughout the year. And fortunately, I don't have to be at all of those meetings. We have some amazing leaders for ASA Midwest that are there to help keep things going, the connection with the members, and myself and support team will help coordinate all of the meetings, but it's really the members themselves, and we just help coordinate all of the details and keep them connected.
When you get out to see your chapters, and again, I get it, you don't have to go to all of them, but when you get out, what's the biggest stuff that you hear from your members?
Seeing them communicate, having the opportunity for them to network, and seeing the mentoring that even happens at those chapter meetings. They'll talk about their day, maybe their frustrations, maybe some challenges that they've run into, and seeing them share ideas is just, that's energizing. Very energetic.
That's the amazing part of getting a group of entrepreneurs together, and someone walks away with this like blazing great idea. And they got it because they're ASA member.
Absolutely. They have an amazing resource and connection that many of them wouldn't have had. We've had several members that have connected just by knowing each other through ASA. Their shops aren't far apart, but they would have never met each other. And now they're having lunch. Now they're meeting for dinner. And they're talking through some of the challenges that they may have. And they would have never had that connection elsewhere.
Well, glad to hear that. Well, again, Vision High Tech Training and Expo. It's big. It's huge. And you're putting it on. And it's grown and grown through the years. Give me an idea of the first Vision that was held and how many people showed up.
Well, I wasn't around for the first Vision. It was 24 years ago, and it was actually in the basement of a hotel in downtown Kansas City. And Vision was a concept that was created from two ASA Kansas City members, Doug Stoll and Jerry Holcomb. And they wanted to be able to offer some more training and opportunities here in the Kansas City area. And they decided to put in some of their own money for that program. And here we are 24 years later. later. They definitely had some great vision 24 years ago.
Great story on the history of where it came from. And how many do you expect this year?
This year, we expect 3,500 or more attending the conference and the expo.
Wow.
We have already set records. Last week was our early registration deadline, and we've already set records with attendance for who's been registered so far this year.
If no one has really stopped to take a look at your website and the flyer to register and all that's going on, they really owe it to themselves. What's the driving purpose behind the show?
The driving purpose behind the show is to bring some great management training, technical training to the industry. Vision also provides a unique aspect because we have an educator think tank program. So it's an opportunity for educators to receive education specific to their needs as an educator, but then they're able to attend training side by side with those employers and those fellow workers, which who they're preparing their students for.
It's a great concept. You know, if anyone has a chance to really read through and see what you're doing, it's a warm feeling for the industry because of the dynamics that are going on. You've got management seminars, technical training for technicians. You bring the educator piece into it because our future techs in being engaged in our specific automotive aftermarket, there's got to be more young techs joining the independent side of the aftermarket in the Midwest than anywhere else in the country. Would you know that to be a fact?
I don't have the statistics on that exactly. Obviously, these programs and our scholarship programs, we also offer free membership to students and to educators. We're doing everything we can to reach out to the industry and to help support the future of our industry.
Excellent stuff. I believe you would agree that being a top tech is hard work. Keeping up is a full-time gig, considering vehicle technology, repair procedures, and diagnostics. It's refreshing to know that Federal Mogul Motor Parts' Garage Guru is there for you. It's been designed by and for technicians, the best in the industry. And did you know there's no other comprehensive program like this anywhere? A big part of the program is the nationwide network of Guru's on-site training and technology centers, and there, you get your hands dirty with the equipment and tools you use every day in real work-related situations. And if these great training programs aren't enough, you've got the Guru's On Demand app for quick, accurate assistance and information. And when the phone is just perfect, there's the ASE-certified bilingual Guru's On Call there to help. And this year, you get free stuff from the Garage Rewards loyalty program. You earn points towards gear from your favorite Federal Mogul Motor Parts' brand. And what is really great, it costs nothing to join, and you'll start earning points immediately. Head on over to fmgarageGurus.com and learn all about Garage Guru's training, support, and get in on the rewards. So, over 40 scheduled technical seminars on the weekend.
Yeah.
So what happens? The shops in the middle part of the country close their doors, boom, and everybody shows, right?
Well, the program actually starts on Thursday.
Yeah.
So we have some shops that will close their shop beginning on Thursday, and Thursday through Sunday, a portion of their shop or all of their shop is on site to get management training and technical training. We even offer hands-on technical training for some of our sessions, which is very unique, very rare to find in this industry.
I see that the Educator Think Tank panel is going to be broadcast live. Is this a first?
We've actually done that for several years with the partnership of IATN and Scott Brown and AES Wave. We've been able to broadcast that and really continue the conversation beyond vision through their online forums and be able to get that message and that information out to the industry, to educators who may not have been able to attend vision, whether it be for schedule conflict or budget conflicts. We can still share that information and try to get them involved and help further an impact, have a greater reach within our industry.
You must be so happy to see the kind of support you get from the industry, manufacturers and suppliers, to become part of your show.
Absolutely. Vision would not be possible, and we could not even begin to offer the training that we do at the value that we do without the support of our partners, exhibitors throughout the show floor, through different sponsorships of programs and breakfasts and lunches, couldn't happen without them. And without having some amazing trainers, we have some incredible trainers that come on site to Vision every year that offer some of the most amazing top-notch training you can find anywhere.
I saw your list. They are pretty darn impressive. Will all the management courses that you offer be AMI approved?
Yes, all management courses will be AMI approved. And there's something for everyone within the shop, whether it be a shop owner, a service advisor, a service manager, a accountant. Everyone within that shop will have an opportunity to receive management training that will really target needs that they may have within their position.
Who's the keynoter this year?
A keynote this year, we have Anthony Bork is our keynote for Saturday morning. It will be an excellent, very energizing message.
Great. Glad to hear that. So the biggest benefit for the ASA Midwest members. Now, I know you said a little earlier, it's about networking. Anything else?
As far as going back to the biggest benefit for ASA Midwest members, beyond networking, we have some incredible mentors that are shop owners that have been there, done that. They're now successful shop owners, and now they're willing to give back to the industry. We match up our mentors with a shop that's needing help, and it's a confidential program. With that, they'll have an opportunity to meet. Sometimes it's over the phone. Many times it's face-to-face, and the shops will share their struggles, and our mentors will help share their experiences and valuable information that they may have had from maybe past lessons and semesters at the School of Hard Knocks to help prevent that shop owner from taking the wrong path and get them back on the right path for their business.
I like the whole thing that you just said, confidential. So if I was an ASA member, I was sensing and feeling some struggle, do I pick up the phone and call Sherry Hamilton and say, hey, can you find me a mentor? Here's what I need.
Absolutely. So they pick up the phone and call me, and we just have a quick application that they fill out that just kind of talks about how many hours are they working? When was the last time they took a vacation? What's their support personnel? Like, we find out just kind of a good snapshot of their business. And then that really helps that mentor that we match them up with really understand in those first conversations, really where that shop is and things that they want to target.
I'm a guy who's ready to give back to the industry. What do? Pick up the phone and say, Sherry, I want to be a mentor.
We can always use mentors in the industry. We have some amazing mentors, but we can always use more.
Got it.
And some of these mentor relationships are short term. Some of them are a little bit longer term. But to know that they can pick up the phone and confidentially share some struggles and get some insight from a fellow shop owner and know that that's completely confidential is a very rewarding benefit of ASA Midwest.
About how many of these relationships do you have going on?
We currently have 12 that are active in our mentor program right now. We have, through the times, we've had this program up and going very active for the last couple of years. We've probably had over 20 shops go through through the mentor program at some point.
Excellent, excellent stuff. Any additional training beyond Vision High Tech Training and Expo that you do during the year?
Absolutely. At each of our chapter meetings, there's either a management or technical training or a roundtable discussion. We also have a very fun program, and nothing better than combining a little bit of training with sun and fun. But ASA Midwest will be holding Vision South of the Border in Cancun in November. We did that back in 2014. It was a big success. We're excited to be back to Cancun November 10th through the 14th of 2016 with management training and technical training, and more details on that will be announced soon.
Wow, cocktails and training.
Absolutely. How can it get better than that? When you're in the Midwest and you don't get the beaches, we take our event to the beach.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say cocktails. I should have said beaches, sun, and training. Where was my mind?
Absolutely. We have a great time. Again, it's an opportunity. These shop owners, they work hard. So this is an opportunity where they can, again, further those relationships and friendships in the industry, get some great training from some of the top trainers in the industry, and get a little bit of vacation as well.
There's nothing like talking business on the beach.
Absolutely.
There's nothing like it. I've done it. I get it.
Absolutely.
You learn so much when you're warm, it seems. Here's great news. There's a new brake pad on the market that can stop a pickup SUV or CUV up to 50 feet sooner than other leading pads. And on top of that, it lasts up to twice as long as previous designs. Sound too good to be true? Well, Wagner Brake did it. They designed their new Wagner OEX brake pads that stopped up to 50 feet sooner than other leading brake pads. To prove it, they got Link Engineering, pretty much the industry standard on brake performance testing, and they got their proof. But Wagner needed more convincing. They asked 400 top technicians to put Wagner OEX pads to the test, where it matters most, in their shops and on their customers' vehicles. 99% said they saw a noticeable difference in the new brakes, and 95% said they'd likely recommend them to other service professionals for their customers. Now, soon you can get Wagner OEX brake pads in your shop. They'll be available nationwide with coverage for 95% of U.S. pickups, SUVs, and CUVs. Get the full story. Learn about the science behind Wagner OEX and check coverage. Go to WagnerBrake.com. How do you get everything done? I'm amazed. Vision High Tech Training and Expo. How many states? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 states, right?
Well, 6 states, that's just our membership. But the Vision High Tech Training and Expo goes way beyond ASA Midwest. We have attendees currently registered from 36 states and Canada.
Yeah, I get that. I mean, they fly in, they come in. But so how do you get it all done? Where's your work-life balance? What's the magic?
The magic is having a great team, a support team in the office. I couldn't do it without the support team in the office. And then also amazing leaders. Having those chapter officers, our affiliate leaders, all of us together really help make ASA and Vision what it is.
So what's your biggest work strength?
My biggest work strength is probably multitasking. I can't imagine why I would need that skill. I would say probably my biggest one is multitasking.
At this current moment in time, what do you need more of?
What do I need more of? I would say more time. I'd like to see more members and more volunteers within this industry giving back and really helping bring this industry together. We have an amazing support group, but I'd love to see that grow even further. And members really don't understand what they can get out of an association until they get involved and they get connected.
What's it going to take to do that? Let's talk about it.
What will it take? It's them taking the risk of stepping out of their comfort zone and stepping into that meeting, whether it be a chapter meeting, whether it be Vision, and starting up a conversation. There are no competitors when it comes to the independent service side. There's enough vehicles for all of us to service. It's an opportunity of how are you taking care of your customer that will provide you that business? What better way to find out better ways to run your business, better ways to take care of your customer than to work and learn and volunteer side by side with some amazing shop owners throughout the industry?
So how many members have friends or peers in the industry that aren't a member of ASA? So let's just assume a bunch.
Absolutely.
Where is the bring a friendly new face to the chapter meeting program to do exactly what it is that you're looking to do? Have you done that?
We have in the past. We've done a member drive, to get one. But absolutely, great idea, Carm. We might take you up on that that idea for a promotion and do that for
because the key, and everyone I've ever spoken to in ASA, and I've interviewed an incredible amount of members. Not that I knew about it, but I discuss it with them. I says, what association memberships are you in? And they say ASA, and I says, wow, there's another one. And there are so many incredible business people, but a great amount that I've interviewed. And they continue to tell me all the time, it's about networking and being out there and taking that big first bold step. And once they did it and they realized how it helped their business, it's almost like you got to walk someone over the line.
You definitely do. And there are so many friendly faces. When you come to any industry event, there are an incredible amount of people who are willing to reach out and help and offer that smiling face and that little piece of advice. And you very well may have information and experiences that you can relate back. Not everyone has everything figured out within this industry. And even with our mentors, sometimes with a mentor going back and spending time with a shop that they're mentoring, sometimes they take a look back at their own shop and say, maybe I need to go back and focus on that a little bit. It all comes full circle. And that's what I love about this industry. And that's what brought me to this industry in the first place, was the amazing people and the willingness to give back.
What I found in the past, you just sparked a thought of mine. When you teach, you learn. And if, as a mentor, you're helping someone look differently at their business, at a different perspective, solve a problem, and you are the quote-unquote expert, you better be the expert at it. And if not, I've known a lot of people to go back and say, I'm doing that good, but not, I'm not doing it good enough. And they've taken that relationship as a mentor and actually done their own self-improvement with it.
That's a great evaluation. Mentors also have not necessarily all of the answers, but they're willing to share what they do know. And that partnership and that relationship is vital. And everyone needs a mentor, no matter what stage you are in life, what business you're in, what industry you're in, you need a mentor.
I have a mentor.
Absolutely. I have a mentor. He's been a mentor for many, many years.
I have a mentor for the podcast and a person who looks from the outside in. And I get alignment.
I get alignment.
Well, Sherry, what is burning that we should know about that's on the top of your mind?
There's so many opportunities within this industry if you get involved. And as ASA members in our area, we have shop owner support groups, which is another step beyond the mentor program. The mentor is a very much one-on-one relationship. But this is aside from our chapter meetings. We have shop owner support groups, which is a group of 6 to 10 shop owners that will meet on a monthly basis. And similar to other industry.
Like 20 groups?
Exactly. Very similar to that. But this is included in the ASA membership. You do not have to pay any additional for that. They'll meet on a monthly basis, and the host shop will have a topic of interest that they want to be able to tackle that month. And then there's an inspection form that everyone fills out through that shop. So they'll go through the shop and give feedback based on what the shop looks like, maybe safety issues, maybe workflow, maybe paper flow, maybe it's lighting, maybe it's signage. But it's really that opportunity to dive deeper. You can't really do that when you're at a chapter meeting. You're typically at a restaurant, at a, some type of a meeting room. But this is an opportunity. When was the last time you had an opportunity to go in and see the back of another shop, to really walk through and see another service facility and try to understand where and how they're doing things? You get an opportunity every month if you're in one of our shop owner support groups to be able to have that experience. And again, you're sharing a lot of information. We don't dive deep into figures like they do in a lot of the 20 groups, but we do dive in. They also set goals. We hold them very strong to goals. Being a business owner, you've got to have goals. And these shop owner support groups are just a really great opportunity. We have currently 6 of these groups going on and looking to start a couple more of them as well. And if anyone's interested in that opportunity, they can definitely give us a call. We'd love to have them. We do have a few openings, but it's been a very successful program. And my parents, when they owned a repair shop, were involved in the SOS group.
Have some lineage, huh?
I definitely have lineage. That's what I grew up in the industry.
Very good.
My parents had a repair shop, and they were involved in SOS groups. And their SOS experience, the networking and the friendships that they made within this industry is what sold me on coming into this industry and what helps drive my passion.
SOS, Shop Owners Support Group. I love it. Now, it's almost like a 360-degree comprehensive view without the numbers, right?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Nothing like going somewhere, comparing what you see to what you have, and then saying, hey, I'm doing this better, you should be doing this. And if not, ooh, I learned something.
And it's an accountability group. a lot of times, how many people do shop owners really have to keep accountable to besides maybe the spouse at home, the bank, and the tax man?
You are so right. It is, I don't care what business you're in. If you don't have an accountability partner, coach, success partner in some way, and I don't want to go on a tangent or a rant because I feel very strong about this. You hit it on the nail. Entrepreneur shop owners that put their head down at the pillow every night only know themselves if they had a good day and a bad day, if they were strong or weak in certain situations. And if they had someone that they felt disciplined enough to say, well, listen, you know, it's Wednesday. I'm going to get my phone call from my accountability coach and he's going to say, hey, how come you didn't do this? And it's not to make you feel bad. It's to make you get things done.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what this group does. And meeting on that monthly basis, you know, when you walk in, everybody reviews their goals at the end of the meeting, determine where you're at and help push you forward. And that's a great thing. Shop owners don't always have that. But those that have that mentor, have that accountability group. Those are the shops that are excelling and that are making changes and will be here many years to come.
And that's a big takeaway for me when I look back at more than 80 episodes and I look at all the entrepreneurs. An incredible theme was mentors, accountability coaches, 20 groups, peer networks that have really helped them flourish and blossom as leaders and successful entrepreneurs. So it's a great common denominator. So I thank you for bringing that up. What else?
One of the other things that ASA Midwest also does is an ASA Gives Back campaign. We feel very strongly that our members need to be involved in their community, and we set that example by having their chapters get involved. So every holiday time, each one of our chapters picks a charity or picks a program that they want to get involved in. It's been anything from a local pet charity to Toys for Tots to adopting a family, but showing through ASA that you need to be involved and you need to support your community. So that's a really strong message that we try to carry through, and we do it by example for ASA.
So you help drive a philanthropy attitude with your members.
Yes, we do. That's a very important part of any business, is to be involved in your community and to give back.
Well, Sherry Hamilton, Executive Director, ASA Midwest, and the Conference Manager of Vision High Tech Training and Expo, thank you so much for being on. I learned a lot. You're a smart woman leading a great organization, and I've heard just nothing but great things. And it was very enlightening to hear what you guys are doing and how hard you're rocking down there.
Thank you, Carmen. It was an absolute pleasure to be with you today, and I look forward to future programs. Your podcasts are wonderful and a great resource to our industry, so appreciate partnering with you on this. Thank you.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from another inspiring aftermarket professional. Until next time.